Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Earth Angels. Make yourself at home. I am Venus, Master Mary Rose, your golden era anchor. And this is Sparkle Bomb Radio, broadcasting 100% divine love to help light your way even in the darkest of nights. Come on in and say hello to everyone. Share with us where you're tuning in from on the planet, and how you relate to this episode, or what insights you're experiencing from this spiritual channel. I'm broadcasting to you today from beautiful, sunny Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm here for the upliftment of the planet, and if you're in alignment with this, then this station is on your wavelength. It's a beautiful, sunny afternoon here. I'm looking straight at the mountains and beautiful blue sky with fluffy white clouds and a really generous breeze in the air. I can see the swirling leaves of the tall tree outside my window. Super sunny. This room is so lit up with light. And our focus today is in the victory of light, victory in the light. And we're going to step into a guided meditation today, focusing on our root chakra. There's been a lot going on in our world these days, and a lot of insight and information. A lot of distraction can occur. A lot of scattered energy can occur, and yet we are grounding into our bodies like never before and integrating awareness on levels like never before. So let's focus on achieve success while awake and asleep. And by success, I mean success in these days and age is a deep sense of feeling connected with heavenly light while being on the physical earthly plane. And when you go into sleep, that you feel you are actually restoring yourself, restoring your peace of mind. Sometimes it is best to just go back to bed when it's all too much. And yet you want to feel that you are coming out of your cocoon and not just becoming stagnant. You want to go through your metamorphosis successfully, and that's the success I'm talking about. A golden victory is occurring. Clear your karma and get on the train of light. Today's episode, we are healing and recharging our root chakra together in celestial frequencies. So I invite guardian angels and your guardian spirits of those who are listening right now live. Welcome, and those of you who are listening right now in the future of this moment, that this message is able to reach you and your root chakra to help you recharge and feel celestially connected across the globe with other earth angels who are genuine and authentic and coming into true victorious light as we shape-shift with our Mother Earth. I welcome in the guardian angels that are looking after us in this time. And as we activate our root chakra in this moment, remember that your heart chakra is alive. And as you ground your root chakra, it also strengthens your heart chakra to feel a sense of trust and safety, and that even though you may feel tender and fragile and vulnerable because your heart chakra is truly these powerful things, you feel the strength and the courage. So as we ground and connect with the earth, for she is a sentient being, she is truly living and breathing, and you can see her whenever you look at nature and the natural, and you can feel her whenever you really are tuning in and taking care of your body. So let's settle in, get comfortable. And imagine, if you can't see outside right now, just imagine nature. And if you can see outside, take a good look and focus on some nature. Maybe you're going for a walk. Right now, that's fine. If you're walking and moving, just allow yourself to come more into a natural setting and less to a busy setting. Slow it down a bit. Look for nature. Tune in with her. Right now, I'm looking at these beautiful roses that my husband has given me. They're bright, deep magenta. So feel the divinity of love sending you these rich hues into your chakra. Beautiful, deep magentas and fuchsias connecting with your heart and loving in towards the earth through your root chakra. You can come into a seated position with your spine upright. If you're in different position, that's fine. Just feel your tailbone connecting with Mother Earth. And I'm going to play some of our Tibetan singing bowl here. Allow yourself to settle in and play. And allow the light, the message of the light, the voice that plays through the singing bowl. Allow the light to just speak to you. Give a gentle rub to your tailbone. Close your eyes and imagine this rich, loving Mother Earth red hues, juice full of love washing through your root chakra, connecting you. Helping you recognize how you are made of Mother Earth. You have an earthly body that embodies celestial frequency. Feel your divinity just flush through your legs. Even allow yourself to glide along your legs if you can. With your hands, glide along your hips. Feel the circulation. Know that the circulation is flushing through you, cleansing your blood with light, with the purity of earth. And let go of any fear. Let it dissolve in the power of light, in the power of earth, flushing your cells, your veins, glowing with this living, loving, juicy energy, earth and heaven. Allow heaven and earth to flow through your veins in its deepest biological strength. All else is false. Take some deep breaths and practice holding yourself with great tenderness. Allow the falsities and the fears and the doubts to just fall away. You no longer need to feel confused by any of it. All you need to do is immerse yourself in who you truly are and allow celestial heavenly beings to nourish you with the earthly medicine you need in harmony with the sentient being of Earth and all of its beautiful heavenly nature. Fairies and elements, feel your earthness. Feel the beauty of being an earthling at harmony, in harmony with nature and all of her beautiful creatures, plants and trees. And come rest your hands in upon your feet. Just start to explore your feet and feel the grounding of energy coming into your skin as you touch your feet. Love and nurture your feet, just caressing them gently. If there's any tender spots, hold that area, any swelling. Just hold with the light flowing through your hands. See how you have circulation flowing through your hands and through your feet. Allow your feet to ground and to feel safe and to feel sure. Sure, like a mountain goat feels so sure when they dance upon the hills and the mountains, the crevices, the ravines. For now, you're resting and feeling this capability of strength in your feet, feeling the light and the beauty of your feet, and how they feel at peace. Feel at peace with earth and heaven guiding your steps knowingly. Let's place your fingers between your toes if you can, like, hold your toes like as if you were holding a little baby's hand. Place your fingers between your toes, clasping on one foot and work on your left foot. Start with your left foot and your right hand. And then take your left hand and caress the top of your foot. And feel how your right palm is in your left foot's arch. And then your other hand, just allow yourself to warm your toes with your other hand. You don't need to force between your toes with your fingers. Just place them in as gently as you can. Relax. You are achieving. You are success. You are victorious. You are light. Warrior of light, a beautiful spirit. in your body. Child of light, golden victory adorns your head with light, acknowledging your achievement so far. Your achievement at embracing the light in your body, your golden wings are remembered. 6 is flowing through you. You have worked very hard to come to this point. You are accomplishing. I acknowledge you. You are accomplishing this union of heaven on earth, beginning with your peace of mind. Then relax your hand out from your left foot. And give your left foot a little squeeze with your right hand, your toes, and all one squeeze along your foot. You're going to squeeze all along. Squeeze, squeeze right down to your heel. Feel the blood flow coming in. Then move to your right foot and hold your toes. Actually, hold both your feet together if you can right now. Place both soles together and squeeze both toes at the same time, both sets of your feet. And squeeze all along your feet. Squeeze together the pads. Squeeze all the way down on the outside to your ankles. Then rub gently, just gently rub. Can you just firmly caress the arch of your feet? Place your toes together and the pads of your feet together and the heels together. And then let's hold the hand of your other foot, the right foot. Take your left fingers and place them in between your toes. And take your right hand, softly caress your toes, warm them up. Up them. Feel how the circulation of this rich, magenta, loving root energy flowing through your veins, all right? You are one with Mother Earth. Rub anywhere on your toes that feel like they smell, like at the base of your big toe. Maybe you want to do some circular rubbing with your thumbs there. Keep holding your toes with your fingers. And place your palm into the arch. Give it a gentle snug hug. Feel how you are supported by Mother Earth. And allow your base chakra to root deeply down, anchor deeply down to Mother Earth's wisdom and unconditional love for you. Allow her influence to rub off on you and feel unconditional love for this planet and the beings, the earthlings, the creatures, all species of nature. Feel connected with their unconditional love. And rub your right foot now, release the toes. Just give your pad of your foot a bit of a rub. Massage in there with your thumbs. And caress into your arch, gliding along your foot into your heel. Give your heel a squeeze. And squeeze your ankle. And squeeze from the top of your toe. Squeeze all along your foot. So if there are any spots you feel like a little blocked with it, just give it a squeeze and a rub. Allow that blood flow to come in. Nourish your feet. And relax your hips. And place your feet on the ground. Even if you're laying down, you can place your feet so that your knees are up and your feet are feeling the ground. And greater outer success comes from feeling this centering and grounding, feeling this type of celestial support in your body. Deep inner changes, shifting. You have perhaps been exerting a lot of effort toward the outer world or outer sense, false sense of success, rather than really tapping into your life purpose. So let's just tap into this true sense of accomplishment and enjoy this sensation. And let go of expectations that are false and know that outer triumph will come from within. For you will feel this clarity flowing through you. You feel grounded and sure of yourself, not needing other people's opinions and approvals to support you. Because you have celestial and earth supporting you. And then you'll have genuine relationships coming forth, clearly supporting you and you supporting them. Let go of the false expectations that you give yourself. There's a lot of inner work going on. Let yourself be open to victory on every level now from within. You are achieving great things within yourself and within the world. See yourself as a success in many wonderful ways, beginning right now and beyond. So let's allow that to keep flowing. And I'm going to say hello to our caller here. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm trying to turn my TV down. Great meditation.
Oh, thank you. Who is calling? Who are we listening to?
My name is Tina. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Oh, hi, Tina. How's New Jersey today?
Oh, it's cold.
It's cold. Well, that is winter for us, isn't it?
Yes, it is cold. Thank you for having your show. Can I ask a question about a relationship?
You know what, honey? You go ahead. Let's go for it. What's the question?
I would like to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Kendrick.
Okay. Can you formulate it really specifically? What's the question?
The future. I just want to know what Spirit has for us, the future with my boyfriend, Kendrick. And I.
Okay, let's consult the card.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to play a little. Oh, wow. Definitely you are in the vibration of success. You
oh,
feel
great.
A lot of success already flowing through your relationship, right? And
yes.
Anything that feels fuzzy or confusing, you know, it's a rough time on the planet for lovers, and there's a lot of static that's been confusing them. A lot of men are suffering a lot of internal things that they're not having an easy time of expressing what's going on. So anything that feels a little bit fuzzy, don't you worry about that, okay? You focus on nurturing the energy that is very unconditionally loving.
Oh,
you guys are really able to be strong. And it's about making habits, okay? So any habits that you notice really ups your vibration, right? Like anything that's working for you, keep working with that. Okay, sweetie?
Yeah, so you don't, okay. So you don't, is there anything else, like, about our future, what he's feeling that you see, specifically?
About what he's feeling?
Yes.
Yeah, he feels it. He feels it. He feels the love, and like I said, anything fuzzy is just human evolution right now, and it's not about you, okay? Anything fuzzy within you is the same thing, right? So get into those habits that really nurture your longings for the true love. You got a real healthy relationship. Just continue to nurture discipline and health in your attitudes towards yourself. So you know that that's your willpower and his willpower to be together through any storm.
Oh, wow. Do you see, why do we come together?
Why did you come together? For the purpose of true love. You each have a character that matches the energy of true love, and you're able to. Your exercise, eating right, striving to be healthy, this is really helping you. Your habits are really helping nurture your connection. So go into that direction. Avoid anything that impairs your judgment. Anything that's impairing, you know, like just avoid it. Don't pick on it. Don't nag on it. Don't do anything to excess. Avoid intoxication. Avoid the negativity in dangerous areas. Just learn and practice to defend yourself from negativity and your lover. Instead of ever attacking each other for blame, go towards the faith in your relationship and nurturing it.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, and he's not afraid of love?
You know, like I said, it's like we all have times when we feel afraid, right? And you're able to bring that frequency up. If you hold that frequency high, it will nurture him in those moments if he ever does feel afraid. And it's not that he's afraid of love. It's just there's a lot of frequencies fighting for people to shut down out of fear. So you keep sending that nurturing energy unconditionally. And he'll keep feeling safe. And fear is the falsity. Everything, you know, truth is, truth remains. And the truth is you really do make a good match. You really are true love. And there will be times where you need to comfort each other. So that's where your habits, your healthy habits are really going to come in handy. And instead of feeling like you have to push them, they're just going to open up and blossom like roses. I
that's
say
so true.
You need a lot of roses.
Oh, that's so true. He had a twin brother that passed away 2 years ago, and he's mourning over that right now. He's really hurt.
Yeah, you need to be very patient with his process and allow him to feel that. And I know it might be easy for him to kind of slip into some toxic habits, even if it's an emotional toxic habit. Be very patient with him. And yet find ways where you can just shine that light and say, hey, let's go for a walk. Hey, let's go get some fresh air. You know, let's have some nice food and honor his grieving process. It's going to be tricky, but also let him know that his brother is with him. His brother is an angel now, working with him on a different wavelength. And just you can even respect that and feel that connection with his brother as a friend and a guardian over the both of you. And the more you connect with that, the more he will be able to connect with you.
Oh, you put that so beautifully. Thank you. Oh,
you're so welcome. Oh, Kendra, right?
I'm sorry, my name is Tina.
Oh, Tina, sorry. Tina.
No, my boyfriend's name is Kendrick.
Beautiful. Yeah, Kendrick, Kendra. He's like, together, you're Kendra. Tina
right.
And Kendrick. Beautiful. You're super sweet.
Thank you. You are too.
Many blessings we are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And how
so
do we reach
good.
You outside?
You're
this?
Welcome.
How do we reach? This is my first time calling. How do we reach you outside of this reading?
Yeah, I have readings. You can go. There's a link right in my post, sparklebomb.com/psychic. And I'm actually going to get on my reading site. I go on it pretty much every day. I have a live psychic line there. If you ever want to just chat and ask a quick question, or you ever want to call in, you can call too.
Oh, great. What is the phone number?
It's actually, there's a link. So it's in there. Can you see in my, on the site of Blog Talk Radio, I have a link there. Oh, did I? Yeah.
Okay. And are you
if
on
you
Facebook?
Go, am I on Facebook? Yeah. If you go to, you can go to a few different ones, but my direct one would be Angel Oracle. If you go to Facebook, a Sparkle Bomb, you can find me there. You can see the link. Can you see the link in the Blog Talk Radio, this box?
Okay, I'll look. I'm just trying to make sure.
Yeah, you can go to Facebook or you can go to Instagram. I'm fairly active on Instagram, but my Angel Oracle online is my Facebook.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in, sweetie. Have a
you're
beautiful
welcome.
Winter day.
You
and many
too.
Blessings
thank you.
To you, Kendrick. Beautiful.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.